of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Your show, we get to ask, you get to ask any questions. So now is your favorite time of the show. Give us a call, 800-321-0710. So there's a lot we could do. We could talk about year-end tax moves you could make. We could talk about the 2020. Oh, this is a good article. The end of 2020 is almost here. With the end of the year comes certain retirement account deadlines. I'm going to give five you should have on your 2020 year-end to-do list. This is an article from Sarah Brenner, Director of Retirement Education at IRAhelp.com. So number one, do a 2020 conversion. Number two, take a coronavirus-related distribution. Number three, do a QCD. Number four, check 72T payments. And number five, meet the requirements for net unrealized appreciation. So we've talked about the 2020 conversion thing and almost beating it to a dead horse. But if you have not taken advantage of one of the greatest tax planning maneuvers in 2020 because you don't have an RMD, well, you have a couple of working days left. We're working just 6 days left as a company. I mean, we'll be open with limited hours when the market is open on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve because we have to be, but we are not going to be meeting with new clients. We're meeting with new clients this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So basically, if you want to do some of these year-end tax planning maneuvers, it's like being with an accountant at tax time. So we will guide you through it and help you with any host of options. Some of you even can't do it because you're with, we've seen this over, and this is one of the reasons why you should get your money out of some workplace plans, because some workplace plans said, oh, well, our deadline is December 1st. Well, if you're with a plan and they're giving you a deadline that's not even in the IRS code, you should roll it to an IRA of your choice. That way, if this happens again and you wait till last minute again, you're not penalized. So if you are considering an IRA to a Roth IRA in 2020, the time is quickly running out. The deadline for 2020 conversion is the end of the calendar year. There is a common misconception that a conversion can be done up until your tax filing deadline. That is not the case. There is no such thing as a prior year conversion. The distribution must be taken December of 2020 and reported on a 2020 form, the 1099-R form. It is best not to wait until last minute, but we are here. So be sure to leave enough time to get the transaction done. Call us. Now, tip number two, take a coronavirus-related distribution. These are penalty-free distributions from retirement accounts. Income from a CRD can be spread equally over 3 years. Not everyone can take a CRD. CRDs can only be taken by those who meet certain requirements, such as being diagnosed with the virus or suffering financial hardship due to it. CRDs expire December 30th, 2020. If you qualify and think you may need funds, now is the time to act and take a CRD because the opportunity will be gone. If you end up not needing the funds, you have 3 years to repay them to your retirement account. Number three, do a 2020 QCD. Are you charitably inclined? This is the time to be thinking about a QCD for 2020. A QCD is a tax-free transfer directly to your IRA to charity. Now, I get some people who say, well, why do I need to do a QCD? Because I don't have to take an RMD. QCD, qualified charitable deduction, RMD, RMD, required minimum distribution. Well, that's due to a simple fact that it's always good to lower your IRAs because your kids will inherit those IRAs and pay taxes on that. Number four, check 72T payments. Now, what the heck is a 72T? A 72T is a way to tap into an IRA before you're 59 and a half without a 10% penalty. The payments must be calculated using specific formulas and must continue for at least 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is longer. If you do not stick to the chosen payment plan or modify the payments, they will no longer qualify for the exemption from the 10% penalty. Even worse, the 10% penalty is reinstated retroactively to all distributions taken prior to age 59 and a half. With such serious consequences, you need to monitor your 72 payments carefully. If you have a calendar year 72T schedule, the 2020 payment must be made by the end of the year. So all of these things are critical tax planning guidelines. Now realize I'm not a CPA. Don't claim to me, but we'll work with your CPA or refer you to somebody if you need help. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, and we have our 3-for-1 holiday special. Now, I was with a dear client who said, you know what, my friend? He said, I've never heard of how great your model is until I actually met with you. You talk about a model, but you need to flesh that out more on the radio. This is our 27-point ultimate financial game plan for retirement, where you get to see your asset protection strategies, your year-end tax saving strategies, and your protected growth. A lot of you, you know, you got lucky. The market rebounded. But you were scared in March when it went down 30, 40%. Now might be the time to revisit your portfolio. So give us a call now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674 for the year-end special, which is you get a book of your choice, plus the 27-point ultimate game plan, plus the MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com review. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, for our 3-for-1 special. And head over to RetirementRealityCheck.com today and buy my book. And if you could do one thing today, subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel and take a picture, I will give you our free ebook. All you got to do is take a snapshot of your, you know, it could be on your phone, just that you've subscribed, and you'll get a free ebook. So you got to head over, you Google YouTube Josh Jelinski channel. You got to subscribe to the channel. You get a free ebook out for 2021 if you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Or you also get that if you claim a review. And the beautiful thing, if you haven't bought my book, buy my book, Retirement Reality Check. We'll be back after these messages.
It's always on your mind. Retirement. Whether you're 55 or 35. Not everyone wants to work forever, and most would like a comfortable retirement. You may already have a plan, but is it the right one? Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, is ready to guide you towards financial freedom. He challenges the ways your parents and grandparents saved money with fresh strategies, which are exactly what you need to navigate today's volatile economic climate. Josh's new book, Retirement Reality Check, is available to order on Amazon. It's an easy read that guides you through his system for securing your financial freedom, including tax-saving strategies, understanding the right investment mix, and more. Order now. Retirement Reality Check. Call Josh at 888-988-JOSH. Let Josh help you map out your retirement using fresh strategies. Call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674.
Hey, Meet you out on the first tee?
Yeah, I'll be right there, just reading this article.
On what?
New bill Congress passed. Looks like it's going to affect the value of all retirement savings plans. My financial guy didn't tell me about this when I saw him the other day.
Well, my guy did, and we made a plan. You may have heard of him, Josh Jelinski.
Josh Jelinski is your guy?
Listen, if you're 10 years or less from retirement...
Which I am.
Josh will give you a free economic plan, which includes retirement planning, a 27-point checklist to make sure your income lasts as long as you live. He'll even help you navigate the current tax code.
I'm definitely going to call Josh.
Cool, but first, can we play some golf?
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, for your free economic plan. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH.
Happy, happy New Year, baby.
Josh Jelinski taking your phone calls at 800-321-0710. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, the time to chime is right now at 800-321-0710. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have, no question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. So we want to hear from you right now. I'll tell you about our Christmas celebrations. If you have any fun memories, it'd be great to hear from them now. 800-321-0710. And we have open lines, so it would be great if you chimed in. Always good to hear from you. We're going to be talking about the Secure Act. A lot of you didn't realize there was a Secure Act because everybody was focused on the PPP and the... And by the way, PPP round two is opening up, and we'll talk about that in future shows. So PPP, the rules are a little different. You have to have 300 or less employees, and you have to show a quarter's worth of loss in 2020. You have to show that, you know, you lost money, which makes sense because some companies were a little more resilient than others. So give us a call, 800-321-0710, with whatever financial questions you have. So happy birthday to the Secure Act. It was passed about 1 year ago. It's 1 year and 1 week old. Now here is a refresher course on the most important Secure Act changes. Now, the CARES Act retirement plan relief will expire by the end of this year. The Secure Act will have significant long-range ramifications. A lot of people talking about the coronavirus-led distributions. But there are five major things that the Secure Act changed the game for. Number one, eliminating age 70 and a half limit for IRA contributions. Effective for 2020 contributions, those of you 70 and a half or older have the same opportunity as younger folks to make traditional IRA contributions. One indirect and probably unintended consequence of this change is that older persons who earn too much to make Roth IRA contributions directly can now use the backdoor method to make a traditional IRA contribution and convert it to a Roth. Number two, raising the RMD age to 72. If you were born after age 70, after June the 30th, 1949, do you know you can delay taking required minimum distributions until the year you reach, get this, 72? You can even further delay your first RMD until the year following that, until the following April 1st, but then you'd have to take two RMDs in that following year. For individuals born after July 1st, before July 1st, 1949, age 70 and a half is still the first RMD year. So if you were born after June 30th, 1949, your new required minimum distribution or the RBD required beginning date age is 72. If you're born before July 1, 1949, you have to take it at 70 and a half. Number three, allowing withdrawals for qualified births or adoption. Many of you had a newborn or adopted a child. IRA owners or plan participants can make penalty-free withdrawals of up to $5,000 for each newborn or adopted child. Married couples can take each up to $5,000 for the same child. The funds must be taken out within 1 year of the birth or the adoption, but don't have to be used for child care. Although exempt from the 10% penalty, early withdrawal penalty, if you're under 59 and a half, it's still taxable. However, they can be repaid at any time. Number four, switch. The SECURE Act makes it easier for companies with 401k plans to offer annuities as an investment option like mutual funds or as a distribution option like a lump sum payment. Employees with 401k annuities were also given new portability options. I haven't really seen any good annuities within 401k plans yet. That's an innovation that I'd like to see. Number five, eliminating the stretch IRA. Perhaps the most significant change was the elimination of the stretch option for most non-spouse beneficiaries of IRAs and company plans. Before the SECURE Act, beneficiaries who inherited before 2020 could spread out distributions over their life expectancy. These grandfathered beneficiaries can still continue the stretch. But for most beneficiaries inheriting after 2019, the stretch has been replaced with a 10-year payout rule. That rule doesn't require annual RMDs like the stretch does, but does require that the entire account be paid out within 10 years of death. Only eligible designated beneficiaries, a surviving spouse, a minor child of an account owner, a disabled or chronically ill person, or someone no more than 10 years younger than the IRA owner can still stretch out distributions. So let's raise a toast to the one-year-old SECURE Act. That's from IRAHelp.com's Ian Berger. What about you? Do you have questions on the SECURE Act? Do you have questions on your RMDs? Call us for the retirement reality check. Are you going to have enough money in retirement? Are you worried about political upheaval? Are you worried about rising tax rates, rising national deficits, continued economic uncertainty for 2021? We have a lot going on, the Georgia elections. A lot can happen in the next 10 days. So call us 888-988-JOSH for the retirement reality check, and you get a 27-point ultimate financial game plan for retirement. Next, rollovers and RMDs in 2020. So there are some new rules as it relates to rollovers and RMDs. We're going to tell you about it. Also, interesting article by Jared Dillian of The 10th Man, where he talks about five surprises for 2021. Number one, there will be no surprises. It will be a boring year. Stocks will go up a boring amount. Bonds will drop a boring amount. And there won't be any crashes or melt-ups. Maybe volatility will be low and stable. Maybe there will be nothing interesting out of the Fed. Maybe it will just be a profoundly boring year. Of course, we still have to get the vaccine distributed. And there will be some hiccups along the way. We also have a major transition of power and some different legislative priorities. But maybe the market just takes it all in stride and 2021 is a one-way ticket to Dolesville. I don't think so. Surprise number two, we will have higher than expected inflation. Of course, this wouldn't be a surprise to any of his people, but since he's been carping on the higher inflation theme for some time, I think it will be a surprise to the man on the street. The theory is that we get an increase in money velocity from the fiscal side, all the PPP loans, enhanced unemployment benefits and stimulus checks have added to the household savings. And more stimulus appears to be on the way. Then when the vaccine is distributed, the stored savings will be released into the economy with explosive effect. I think we're seeing that right now. Actually, more money chasing the same amount of goods. That is the theory. What level of inflation would be a surprise next year? What about 2%? So 4% wouldn't just be a surprise. 4% would be some sticker shock that might get the Fed moving a bit earlier than anticipated. We had 12 years of relentless polarization. But surprise number three, what if we have a great moderation? Politics becoming less polarized? I doubt it. I don't know where this guy's getting his surprises. You probably saw that AOC and other progressives have been shut out of key committees by the moderate Democrats. This is part of the moderation. You've seen celebrities like Matthew McConaughey describe themselves as aggressive centrists. Thank you. My dear wife is getting me a nice cup of coffee. What a delightful treat, my dear. So, calling out the polarization on both sides. McConaughey, by the way, has a lot of influence and kept his reputation intact by staying mostly apolitical. Surprise number four. Oil prices could go up a lot. So what are my surprises? I think, you know, I'm not one for predictions of years. I could see a surprise, the Dow hitting 38,000 by the end of next year. As the vaccine, as the money floods, I could agree with his inflation surprise. Could also see the Dow hit 20,000, you know. It's one of those years where 2021 could be a disaster, just like 2020. A bungled rollout, forced masks on all of us. Everybody forced in their homes. I think we'll get through it, but I worry, you know. So we're going to have to me, it's not just going to stay flat. And politics will probably remain polarized. You could see President Trump sort of have a second White House for the 70 million people that elected him. They're not going to give up just easy. So this great moderation theme, don't really agree with it. Surprise number four, oil prices could go up, which would be good for oil stocks. So that's interesting. So there's a lot going on. So give us a call, 800-321-0710. What's your prediction for 2021? So his fourth prediction is oil prices could go up. I could see that. A lot of supply, a lot has been taken offline, and demand is about to skyrocket once the vaccine has been distributed. Everyone, as I know, is talking about traveling. Andrew Sullivan, who used to write for the New York Magazine, recently said it in his Substack. Next year is going to be epic. It will be a year of rapid economic growth. Extraordinary medical triumph, huge psychological relief, mind-numbing normalcy, and pent-up social liberation. It will be lit. The summer will be remembered as the most hedonistic since the 80s, according to this guy Sullivan. There will be parties, there will be travel in unprecedented numbers, and after a grim year of withdrawal, fear, anxiety, and solitude, we will become human again. Do you think that's the case with 2021? I hope we become human again. I've already been human. I haven't stopped living life, although we're more cautious than we've ever been. So surprise number five, the Fed starts moving in a hawkish direction. We'll talk about that. But first, we'll go to the break. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you worried about the recent coronavirus crisis and how it may have affected your money? Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, inviting you to join me for my complimentary 6 Ways to Keep Calm During Turbulent Markets webinar. If you schedule and keep your no-obligation webinar today at 888-988-JOSH, it's a great thing to do. If you're stuck at home under stay-at-home orders, call us right now, 888-988-JOSH. If you're bored, there's never been a better time to get a second opinion on your wealth than right now. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. And go to my website, retirementrealitycheck.com today, and take your free investment profile quiz. And when you buy my book, you're eligible for 3 free gifts. 888-988-JOSH.
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback Radio Program. 888-988-JOSH.
God. 800-321-0710. Surprise number five. The Fed starts moving in a hawkish direction prematurely. Currently, the market is pricing in the first Fed hike in 2024. I did tend to think we will get it sooner than that. If that's true, there will be some great trades to put on. Maybe it's because of inflation, or maybe it's because of asset markets heating up. How will the Fed tighten? Well, it could just stop buying junk bond ETFs or scale back corporate bond or mortgage-backed security purchases. Maybe it stops QE altogether. This would certainly be a surprise. Of course, it is unlikely, but that's the definition of surprise. It's unlikely because the Fed has explicitly said that it is willing to tolerate higher inflation. Maybe its reaction function changes. So what questions do you have? Give us a call, 800-321-0710. Some Medicare costs are higher in 2020, and here's how you may be able to cut them. CNBC article talks about that. We'll talk about that one in a little bit. My favorite way to play the COVID-19 stimulus. More coronavirus relief is on the way with the $1 trillion relief package, although there's veto threats and this, and the president is calling for $2,000 checks. What are we just going to give money away? When is this all going to stop? The laws of economics, my friend, cannot be repealed. So whether Nancy Pelosi pushes for it or President Trump pushes for it, it doesn't make sense to give $2,000 checks to people who work and have a good living. And they're just going to everybody. It should go to those who are less fortunate, if we're going to even do this at all. And generally, this is happening because certain states have shut down their citizens. You know, so really, you know, it's absurd. No, I'm not for helping, not for not helping people, but when is this going to end? The laws of economics cannot be repealed. So what's happening is these government stimuluses and the Fed keeping rates artificially lower is getting houses back to unaffordable levels, which is driving income inequality up. So there's a lot going on. Now, New Jersey is joining a legal battle to stop neighboring states from taxing residents who are working from home. So New York is taxing citizens who are working remotely. The battered U.S. restaurants and bars are missing out on stimulus bailout. Commercial real estate's pandemic is only just beginning. According to Bloomberg, the coronavirus pandemic shuttered thousands of U.S. restaurants, gyms, and stores, kept office workers at home, and left hotel rooms sitting empty. Yet so far, the commercial real estate market hasn't really had a reckoning yet. So we've got a lot to talk about, but I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 800-321-0710. We have just 24 minutes left in the broadcast, so if you have a question, now is the time to chime in. And 2020 was a lesson in connection. This from Malden Economics. Christmas is a little different this year. I haven't been to any shopping malls, but I hear they're not exactly crowded. Many families are canceling or shrinking their usual gatherings. Offices, remember those, aren't having parties. I don't know anyone who's happy about this, but keep it in perspective. This year, millions of people lost jobs and income. Millions more lost family members. Missing your favorite Aunt Sugar cookies is minor in comparison. So we're going to go to Lydia. Go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. Hi, Josh. Thank you so much for your wonderful provided information. I have a question. My kids, they are buying the house, and they have not sold their old house yet. And my husband and myself, we will be able to help them, and they need $190,000. And which way is better? If this will be a gift, can we backdate it like for 5 years and avoid taxes on a gift, or it should be a loan to them? Which way is better? Because loan may not be accepted by the bank.
Well, how much do you have to give?
$190,000.
Well, there is something called the gift rule, which is the Internal Revenue Code on gifts, okay, which states you can give up to 15 grand without any reporting. So you could give 15. Are you married? If you're married, your spouse can give 15. If
so
they're married,
a year.
Mm-hmm. So you can give each couple, member of the couple, 30,000 if you're married. If you're single, 15 each. So that's 60,000 right there. And then the amount above that, you would have to file a gift tax form. And you would not really pay taxes on that gift. You just have to file a gift tax return for the difference. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because that would use up your annual gifting.
Mm-hmm. But 15,000 and 15 for 1 year, it's 30,000.
Are you married? I asked you that before.
Yes, but 15 per person, right?
Well, you can give 15. Is the person you're giving to married?
Yes.
Are they buying a house? Well.
Oh, I see. Okay, so to her.
You can give 60,000.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything above that 15,000 gift rule, you have to file a gift tax form.
I see.
So that's.
And it's taxable, right?
No. Unless you're selling shares of stock or selling mutual funds. But if it's already taxed money, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Where the gift tax comes in is if you are worth over a certain amount, you have to gift that to avoid estate taxes. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
So let's say you are worth, I don't know, $30 million. You know, you get about 11.58 to gift. Your husband gets 11.58 to gift into a trust. Anything beyond that, you got to pay like a 40% estate tax on that gift. And I don't have the exact number, but the estate tax now, the exemption for 2020 is, I believe it's 11.58. I'm doing this from memory. I think it's 11.58. Yes, it is 11.58. But money above 11.58 gets what called the 40% gift tax. So all these people say, well, the billionaires do not pay taxes. Well, they're not entirely true. Now you might say, well, why is Mackenzie Bezos giving her money to avoid this 40% top tax rates on estates above 22 million? So, I mean, very simply, by the way, if you want income inequality, although I hate the death tax, I hate the gift tax with a passion, you could just say that whoever has estates above 22 million can't avoid the gift tax. I mean, that would be, you know, a way to do it without taxing people who are reachers or whatever. But that's, to me, it's a real sin to tell somebody we're going to tax 40% of your estate when you die. You know, it's immoral. So give us a call, 800-321-0710. Who do we have next, Bob? Okay, we'll go to the break. And folks, during the break, call us for our special retirement reality check. Head over to my book website, Retirement Reality Check, and buy my book, and you get three free gifts when you buy it. Also, folks, a rare treat for you. Have you checked out my YouTube channel? Please go to YouTube.com, search for Josh Jelinski, and hit the subscribe button. All you got to do is subscribe. And after 1 week, we've had some of you who have subscribed. If you subscribe today and take a picture of that you subscribed, and send it to the email david@jelinski.com, you will get a free ebook. So subscribe and you get a free ebook, and you get the ebook if you schedule and keep your no obligation retirement reality check. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback here. In these uncertain financial times, it is imperative that you guard your financial future. If you call within the next 3 minutes, we will offer our complimentary bear market survival guide, which will detail steps to help your plan to potentially survive the COVID-19 crisis. The bear market survival guide will cover how you might still be able to retire amid a volatile economic climate. We will throw in our complimentary 27-point ultimate game plan for retirement. Call us at 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674 for your bear market survival guide.
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH.
It's always on your mind, retirement, whether you're 55 or 35. Not everyone wants to work forever, and most would like a comfortable retirement. You may already have a plan, but is it the right one? Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, is ready to guide you towards financial freedom. He challenges the ways your parents and grandparents saved money with fresh strategies, which are exactly what you need to navigate today's volatile economic climate. Josh's new book, Retirement Reality Check, is available to order on Amazon. It's an easy read that guides you through his system for securing your financial freedom, including tax-saving strategies, understanding the right investment mix, and more. Order now. Retirement Reality Check. Call Josh at 888-988-JOSH. Let Josh help you map out your retirement using fresh strategies. Call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674.
It's just another New Year's Eve.
Just another New Year's celebration. What will 2021 bring? What will 21 bring for your portfolio? Will be more volatility. Many of you are concerned about three things: rising taxes, increasing national debt, benefits being cut, and there has never been a better time to get a second opinion on your wealth. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. Happy birthday to my beautiful niece, Gabrielle. And she is quite the miracle child. So happy birthday, Gabrielle. We love you, and we thank God for you. She was a miracle baby from a children's hospital. So give us a call, folks, 888-988-JOSH, if you want the free book when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. New year, new you review. And we have a special ebook. This ebook is brand spanking new. The ebook is brand new. And I'll talk about the beauty of the ebook. This new ebook is hot. It's really just lit, as they say. 2021, key plays for 2021, the Retirement Reality Check bonus ebook. So we cover things like when you feel like panicking, what do you do? We talk about annuities, we talk about life insurance. Is it the answer for tax-free income? Huddle up. What's new for Social Security in 2021? Get smart on Medicare and Medicare Advantage before it's too late, and take financial stress off your plate this holiday season. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, and you get the free ebook when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. So wonderful, a dear listener, hit the subscribe button. She emailed me. You know who you are. You just email. Okay, great. She emailed me. You'll get it. Be patient with me. It's when I'm done with this show, we'll get it out to you. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. And then Nick said if she does it this week, can gift again next week for the new year. That's a great tip, Nick. I was going to say that. You beat me to it. I love our listeners, some of the sharpest people on the planet. So give us a call, 800-321-0710, if you have a question. Here's what I'm seeing. People are still being people. Christmas was not dead yet, was it? So everybody loves to hear Christmas memories from the kids. It's a special time of year. So I'll tell you one, maybe two. We got a foosball table this year. Now, just to know, I played foosball at summer camp. I was a national champion at summer camp. You might say national champion. National champion of what? Well, foosball, of course. Well, not really national, but at High Point Camp in Morgantown, Pennsylvania, I was a national champion. And what did I do? I won with a guy named Joe Zappavini. He may be listening. But Joe and I, we won the tournament that year. And I wanted a foosball table ever since. And my parents, they had no money growing up. So one year they got it for me. And then it broke, so they returned it. And I guess they didn't have any money. So they took the money of their return gift. But oh, what joy my sister and I had that day or two of foosball. But I never forgot the tale of the missing foosball table. So with pride, my wife and I stayed up till, I don't know, all hours of the night, 5:30 for me, 7:30 for her. I couldn't stay up till 7:30. I had to go to bed at 5:30. I wimped out. But we put together that foosball table. Now, I understand why they break, because they were all broken pieces, particle board. But my parents didn't have any money. But that one day that my sister and I had a foosball table, we loved it. Do you have any stories like that? Give us a call, 800-321-0710. And when you subscribe to the YouTube channel, email us your subscription, and we will get you a free ebook, or if you schedule and keep your no obligation 2021 fresh playbook review, we will go over strategies to potentially minimize your taxes, reduce your risk for 2021. Here's my thing. There will be continued economic uncertainty. You know what I'm surprised at? I had thought that after President Trump kind of losing, I thought he would kind of go down to Georgia and have all these rallies. We've only seen one rally thus far. So will the tales of President Trump, this could be a surprise. Everybody thinks he's going to kind of mount a four-year campaign. But what if the surprise is he just goes back to being a TV mogul, builds a cable enterprise like Ted Turner, stays in the background making a kingmaker for 2024, whether it be Ron DeSantis or someone else? I could see that too. That could be a surprise. Now, what are the surprises going to be for your portfolio? Well, head over to usdebtclock.org, and we see a shocking thing that should shock all of us. The national debt is rising, under the watch of both Democrats and Republicans, to $27 trillion. That's $83,000 per citizen, $220,000 per taxpayer. And the government is really subsidizing employers like Amazon and Walmart with things like healthcare and all these other things. Meanwhile, we are, struggling as a nation. The debt-to-GDP ratio is now 128%. It was 55% in the year 2000. Someday, my friends, this will all break. There will not be enough money in the system, and there will be no people to buy our debt anymore. China will not want to buy our debt. So is your portfolio prepared for that, for a budget showdown in 2024? When the new U.S. national debt, according to usdebtclock.org, is $49 trillion. Are we prepared for that? Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, to see how your portfolio would fare under another meltdown, but this one, the debt meltdown. Give us a call. We'll go over your portfolio. We'll also go over strategies to potentially mitigate higher taxes in the future. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, meet you out on the first tee?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Just reading this article.
On what?
New bill Congress passed. Looks like it's going to affect the value of all retirement savings plans. My financial guy didn't tell me about this when I saw him the other day.
Well, my guy did, and we made a plan. You may have heard of him, Josh Jelinski.
Josh Jelinski is your guy?
Listen, if you're 10 years or less from retirement,
which I am,
Josh will give you a free economic plan, which includes retirement planning, a 27-point checklist to make sure your income lasts as long as you live. He'll even help you navigate the current tax code.
I'm definitely going to call Josh.
Cool, but first, can we play some golf?
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback Radio program, for your free economic plan. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH.
May 2021 bring you blessings and a renewed faith and family and hopefully a much better year than 2020 for many of you. So what questions do you have financially on your portfolio? Well, we have a couple giveaways we're giving today. Order your copy of the Retirement Reality Check today. Go over to my website, Retirement Reality Check, and receive a free financial gaming session from me, Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, a system to plan your retirement. And we help you, hopefully, you can sleep better at night. And the bonus offer, you'll get a complimentary financial game plan with your book purchase. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, and you get the complimentary 27-point financial game plan, the on-point risk analyzer, and the MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com free when you either buy my book or when you call us now at 888-988-JOSH for the New Year, New You special. Now, what's interesting, and this is a crazy thing, and I hope we learn this from the lockdowns, let's punish the small business owner. It's horrible what's going on. I went to Target. I don't know if you've been to Target lately. It's packed. But, you know, two people, 25% of the people can't occupy a restaurant indoors. It's a shame. Also, what are we doing with our economy? And what are you doing with your 401k? Get your IRAs and 401ks reviewed from a standpoint of risk, fees, and taxation. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. Thank you, my buddy Rufus. He subscribed to the YouTube channel. Many of you are subscribing to the YouTube channel just out this year. All you got to do is take a screenshot of the YouTube channel. Send it to my email or David, Josh at Jelinski.com or David at Jelinski.com, and you get a free ebook when you subscribe to the YouTube channel. So there's a lot going on, but I don't know about you. I'm kind of worried about the national debt. I'm worried about just spending and spending and spending, and where's it all going to go? So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. What else happened? Well, I don't know if many of you know this, but my beloved Billy was in the hospital on his birth for many, many weeks and even a month plus. When he was born, he was significantly premature, and we didn't sleep for a whole month, pretty much. So my wife lost her engagement ring because you have to take your ring off when you go into the NICU. Well, I was able to surprise her and get her the very same ring, a little bit bigger than I did when we were 22 and engaged. So it was a wonderful Christmas Eve where I got down on my knee and placed the ring on her finger when Oh Holy Night ended. Fall on your knees. I fell on my knees. It was a great Christmas Eve this year. I hope you have a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, celebrating with the people you love, and make sure you make a financial plan for the people you love and the causes you love. Call us right now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH, for the Retirement Reality Check. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH.